God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to reread for you just verse 18, the focus of our meditation this morning. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Dear brothers and sisters, so which do you prefer, Marvel Comics or DC? A Mac computer or PC? ASU or U of A? All of those are a matter of perspective. Now, if you live in Tucson, grown up here, might be a little harder to cheer for ASU, but it's still a matter of opinion, a matter of your perspective. And those are, our perspective really changes how we look at things. Well, today, Paul's really talking about a difficult topic, and to do that, he goes about shifting our perspective. Is suffering something that we should expect and be prepared for in our lives? The resounding answer from our readings today is yes. In fact, from verse 17, just before our text begins, Paul says, "Now if we are children, God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory." How do we share in Christ's suffering? Well, we take what we've learned and put it into practice in our faith. When we put what we've learned into practice, suffering is going to come. Whether that suffering comes because of our faith, because of living this faith, or whether that suffering comes just simply from living in a sinful world, whether consequences of other people's sins or consequences of our own sins, suffering is something that we should be prepared for and expect. So what do we do with suffering when it comes? That's really what Paul is getting at in the verses before us. He describes creation itself as tainted and stained with sin. It wasn't just Adam and Eve that sinned and passed on that sin to all of their descendants, but the creation itself was stained with sin. And Paul describes it as groaning in its bondage to decay. Paul uses that picture of creation groaning to actually shift to our own groaning. I mean, think about it. We're at the same time redeemed and not. Jesus Christ, by His death on the cross and resurrection to life again, has redeemed us from slavery to sin, death, and the power of the devil, right? And yet, we continue to struggle with sin on a daily basis. We see death around us, and we continue to be attacked by the devil. And so while we're redeemed from sin, death, and the devil, we continue to fight against them. And so Paul points us forward in our thinking. He lifts our eyes up off of ourselves and directs us to the future glory that God promises. He points to the final redemption when Jesus will return and take us to live with Him forever in heaven. Challenge is, we continue to focus on the here and now. We continue to be tempted to fight and to struggle against sin, continue to see pain in our own lives and pain in the world around us. I mean, think about all the suffering going on in Houston right now. The waters are receding, and yet now the hard work of cleanup begins. People who have quite possibly lost everything, lost all of their worldly possessions, and yet God tells us that the present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory waiting for us in heaven. Now, by no means do I want to try and minimize the suffering that's happening in Houston, or maybe in your own lives as well. But at the same time, we want to keep the focus where it should be, on Jesus. And that's kind of the point, isn't it? So often, we let the focus be taken off of Jesus in our lives too. Whether it's because of busyness, or because of some suffering or whatever it may be that we can't see any way out of, or because of natural disaster or some other reason. And yet when we let the focus be taken off of Jesus as our Savior from sin and the promises of eternity through faith in Him, isn't that exactly what the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh want? In Jesus, we're conquerors. In Jesus, we are winners. In Jesus, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the immovable mountains even fall into the heart of the sea. We will not fear because the Lord is with us. Because the God of Jacob is our fortress. It's from Psalm 46. That's what Martin Luther used to write the hymn, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." So take 10 seconds right now. Take 10 seconds and think about everything wrong, all the suffering, all the problems in your life. What God tells us today is that that list, no matter how long, no matter how short, is not even worth mentioning, not worth comparing to the glory that is waiting for you and me in heaven. Kind of a hard concept, isn't it? Maybe think about it this way. Do you remember all the times you screamed and yelled as a kid? You might remember one or two, but there's no way you remember all of them. Why? Because they're over such little and trivial things. Now, by no means do they seem that way at the time, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be screaming. And yet, in hindsight, looking back, you recognize how childish you were, right? Isn't that kind of what God is trying to get across to us today? He's telling us, look, I know it seems like a lot right now, but I'm looking from the perspective of the end, and I'm telling you that compared to the glory I have waiting for you in heaven, the worst of your sufferings are not even worth mentioning. Well, we need to change our perspective, don't we? We need to shift our perspective and keep our eyes focused on the eternity that God has prepared for us and is waiting for us. There's definitely some spiritual truths and applications here. I mean, think about the way that we are always struggling not to be focused on ourselves. I mean, whenever things don't go well, what are the first questions that people ask? Why? And does God still love me? Right? Well, Paul shares with the Romans today that there is definitely another perspective, one that God wants us to have. Paul's writing these words actually shortly before Nero starts a persecution against the Christians. Okay? Paul writes these words in the context of his own life. Do you remember what happened to the Apostle Paul? Shipwrecked multiple times, beaten. He was stoned until people thought he was dead, left him for dead. He'd been flogged multiple times. And Paul says, all of that is not even worth mention compared to the glory that God has waiting for me and for you. The perspective we need, dear brothers and sisters, is through the lens of the cross. We see what God accomplished through the cross, our salvation. Jesus tells us today, take up our crosses and follow Him. Be prepared to suffer. Be prepared to die for Him. When we have the cross in perspective, everything else fits into place. When good times come, we're not going to try and take credit for ourselves. Rather, we'll recognize this is from the hand of a gracious God. And when hardship comes, we'll recognize we are called to share in Christ's suffering so that we may share in His glory. And honestly, if you really think about it, don't suffering and hardship really make us long for and yearn for the glory of heaven? Don't they really help us remember and recognize that our home is not here on this earth, but rather our true home is waiting for us in heaven? Paul says, "For in this hope, the coming redemption of our bodies, we're saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, We wait for it patient. Who hopes for what they already have? Kind of one of those doubt moments, isn't it? Just sounds so obvious, and yet, isn't that something that we need to hear? At least I know I do. Maybe you find the same thing true. At times, do you ever find yourself wanting just a smooth and easy life? I think many of us probably do at times. And yet, time and again, Jesus, the apostles, the prophets, they warn us that suffering and hardship will come. We see it on so many pages of the Bible, the hardship that faith brings, and even just living in a sinful world. And yet, at times, we're slow to get it and slow to let that sink in. Maybe think about it this way. America's at war, right? Have been for, what, 14 years? How much does that affect day-to-day society and life in America? Sadly, not very much, does it? Unless you're related to military or have close friends that are military, for most Americans, sadly, the war is something forgotten and off in the distance, and maybe if it comes up in the news, it all of a sudden comes to mind again. Is that maybe a picture for us as Christians? We're at war, and yet so often we forget that, don't we? We forget that we're daily battling sin and the devil. And that's maybe a perspective that we need to wake up and recognize that struggle each day, because there is really some truth for it. If you're not expecting something, it kind of catches you off guard. So if you're not expecting suffering, that suffering is going to catch you off guard. If you're not expecting an attack from the devil or from your sinful nature, that temptation is going to catch you off guard. We're at war, and we want to be prepared for the struggle, prepared for the suffering. And the way we do that is actually to focus ourselves on God's promises, to lift our eyes up and think about the glory that God has promised us in heaven. These words are comfort. They take our eyes and lift them up off of everything that's going on right now and point them to eternity. You can't even compare whatever is going on with the future glory that God has waiting for us. Sometimes maybe we think we've earned good times because of the rough times we've gone through. That's not true. But even if it were, you cannot compare the coming glory that God has prepared with whatever is going on right now. Who we cheer for in sports, it's a matter of perspective. Whether you like Marvel Comics or DC or no comics at all, whether you like Mac or PC or don't even like computers, those are all matters of perspective. Your brothers and sisters, our sufferings are a matter of perspective as well. Through the eye, we can look at them either through the eyes of the world or through the eyes of faith. Through the eyes of the world, as we look at suffering and hardship, we will inevitably, invariably focus on ourselves. Why me? Why God? And yet, through the eyes of faith, through the lens of the cross, we're reminded that these present sufferings, whatever they may be, cannot even be compared with the glory that God has waiting for you and me with Him in eternity. It is a matter of perspective, and we want to keep ours focused on the glories waiting for us in heaven through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.